From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Thousands of American Airlines flights were canceled this week, and the airline is not expected to get back on track until at least Sunday. The grounding of the planes means American could lose millions of dollars, but where there are economic losers, there are also winners. Here with the economic picture is Marketplace's Sam Eaton. And Sam, first, let's talk about the bad news. What's the economic fallout we're seeing?
Well, Madeline, the fallout is enormous, especially when you factor in all of the economic ripple effects. Over the past week, the Federal Aviation Administration's wiring inspections have forced American Airlines to ground, as you were saying, more than 3,000 flights. That's likely to cost the airline somewhere in the high tens of millions of dollars. And it goes far beyond the lost flight revenue. There's the $500 vouchers. Some travelers are receiving credits for airport hotel rooms, transportation to and from those hotels, the extra overtime for Americans' employees. And then, of course, there's the lost goodwill of many of the 250,000 passengers affected by this week's cancellations, not to mention their lost dollars. Some estimate the cost to passengers exceeds that of the airlines by a factor of 3 or 4. Think of all the canceled vacations and business meetings.
Mm-hmm. And American Airlines, so it sounds, at least from a PR perspective, will be feeling this for some time.
Yes. It's a huge financial factor. And you just look at the slew of bankruptcies hitting the industry over the past few weeks, and you realize timing is a huge factor as well, Frontier being the latest to join that group today. It's no accident that these filings come as the price of oil surges. I talked with airline consultant Mike Boyd, and he says the industry is bleeding cash right now because of high fuel costs.
There isn't a single airplane flying in the airline industry anywhere in the world that was designed with even the inkling that oil would go over $100 a barrel. So we're dealing with a fleet that basically is obsolescent from a fuel point of view, and airlines have to restructure.
So you throw in the timing of the FAA's inspections, which many say are political cover for the agency's lax oversight in the past, and you've got some pretty angry people.
Okay, let's get to the good news, if there is any. The economic silver lining, I guess all those Cinnabons are getting some extra cash.
Sure. I don't think airport concessions are complaining this week. They're definitely selling a lot of Cinnabons, as you were saying, and a lot of hot dogs as well. The same goes for airport hotels, many running at full capacity, but that's not likely to last. Mike Boyd says long-term airlines will be forced to raise fares if the cost of fuel doesn't come down. The question is whether passengers will be willing to pay those higher prices as the experience of flying continues to get worse, as well as the state of their pocketbooks. Unfortunately, there aren't that many good alternatives to flying in the U.S., especially over long distances. You look at the cost of driving, it's not getting any cheaper with rising gas prices, and passenger trains aren't exactly prepared to handle the large amounts of travelers as well.
Thank you, Sam, for that gloomy news. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.